This is Greg Karambas of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Do you have your politically correct Christmas display out?
Mine would certainly not be politically correct if I had a display out, but how about you?
No Hanukkah Kwanzaa Christmas for you, huh?
No.
Well, yeah, I guess you have to be careful these days. You've kind of gotten into the habit of saying happy holidays and, just to hedge your bets, huh?
Exactly. It seems like there's a war on Christmas every year, and this year doesn't seem quite as bad as some previous years, but every year it seems like somebody's trying to, squelch the holiday spirit. The one school I saw this year stopped the formation of a Christmas sweater club, which, on the grounds of the quality of most Christmas sweaters, I could understand, but the idea that some students might be left out seems just a little bit over the top.
Really? That may be a public service. Let them do that. Well, we actually, the Capitol Steps actually have a song about this very subject.
That's right. This is from a previous holiday CD entitled "O Christmas Bush." Here, the Capitol Steps with their homage to those who go way too far in trying to squelch the real meaning of the season.
And now a holiday message from your friends at the American Civil Liberties Union.
Kwanzaa stuff too. A suit has been filed by the ACLU. If you should display it, you bet we will sue. If you were PC, then we might be okay. Could Mary be played by an Asian who's gay? We think that this Joseph should be Josephine. Why couldn't the three kings be three Swiss drag queens? And for baby Jesus, we think you should try a differently abled small person who's bi. We've one more request, though you might think it strange. The cattle and sheep simply must be free range. We're not anti-virgin, but this suit you'll lose. We'll file to defend Mary's right to choose.
Elena, I think a lot of people say an amen to that.
Free-range cattle. I had forgotten that line. the free-range camels, I guess, would be really hard to find. Well, not they'd be easy to find, wouldn't they?
I would think so. I'm not an expert on that, but I got to think that most of them probably are.
So are you tweeting to all your friends about your plans?
Not really. It's the thing I've slowly come across and slowly decided to do, but let's just say I'm not tweeting my every move and every thought of the day, which is probably a welcome from everyone who's following me.
Okay, well, I thought we could play the 12 days of Twitter just as a little commemoration here.
Absolutely. I think this sums up the way a lot of people think about Twitter.
On my first day on Twitter, my true love sent to me a note that said,
OMG.
On my second day on Twitter, my true love sent to me two passing thoughts and a note that said,
OMG.
On my third day on Twitter, my true love sent to me three smiley icons, two passing thoughts, and a note that said,
OMG.
On my fourth day on Twitter, my true love sent to me four shopping updates, three smiley icons, two passing thoughts, and a note that said,
OMG.
On my fifth day on Twitter, my true love sent to me five. shopping updates, 3 icons, 2 passing thoughts, and a note that said,
OMG.
On my last day on Twitter, I just realized I gotta finish this in 144 characters or less. My true love heard from me. 12, I don't cares, 11, go aways, 10, get a life's, 9, whoop-de-doos, 8, tell me later, 7, does this matter, 6, kill me nows, 5, WTFs. With 4 letter words, 3 French ones, 2 ILUs.
What does that mean, I love you?
ILU means I'm leaving you. And all she said was,
O-M-G.
Oh, Elena, I got to tell you, the more that song goes on, that girl gets more annoying.
You're not R-O-F-L-ing, right?
Oh, no.
Is that rolling on the floor laughing? I think that's what that
is. I believe that's correct. You would know better than I, but I believe that's correct.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't be tweeting you, and you won't be tweeting me this Christmas.
Apparently not, but if everyone on Twitter and everyone listening to us, have a wonderful Christmas. Elena, again, Merry Christmas to you. We'll talk to you again in the new year.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can get copies of their holiday CDs, Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree and Oh Christmas Bush. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.